堂听 class.com。
商业英语会谈时间。
Business English, time for your meeting.
Dr. Lucky.
Yes?
It's time for our meeting.
Thank you. I'll be right there. Hello, I'm Dr. Lynn Lougheed. I'm glad you can make today's meeting. We'll make it brief. Give us 25 minutes. We'll give you the world of business.
各位好，我是伟伟，欢迎大家参加我们的会谈。今天咨询公司的负责人 Tate 女士和 Green 先生要讨论分析 Star Plus 公司的工人必将面临的重大变化。上次会谈得出的结论是，他们必须学会用电脑，否则就只好另找出路了。我们马上要去参加 Tate 女士和 Green 先生的讨论，但是先得学个短语。In store for, in store for. 这个短语的意思是即将或者必将来临或者发生。再学个生词 ,process, P-R-O-C-E-S-S, process. 它当名词用的时候意思是过程。好，我们快去参加他俩的讨论吧，请边听边想这个问题。工人们有什么样的选择？
I see some major changes in store for the Style Plus factory workers.
Yes, they have two choices, really.
Learn to use computers.
Right. Learn to use computers or find another job.
Either choice is difficult.
The employees are skilled at their work. They understand the process of making clothing.
They just need to learn computer skills.
Right. They need to be skilled with computers.
Tate 女士明白 Style Plus 公司的工人会有什么问题呢？我们再听一遍她说的话。
I see some major changes in store for the Style Plus factory workers.
Tate 女士明白那些工人即将面临重大的变动。她用动词 see.表示了解明白，并不只看到。他话里的短语 in store for， 这里指即将发生在或者临到什么人身上。我们再接着听 Green 先生的评论。
They have two choices, really.
他认为他们确实只有两条路可走。他用了副词 really， 在这儿的意思是从现实角度来说，其实他的意思是。
Realistically speaking, they have only two choices.
他俩接着说出两种选择的具体内容，我们再听一次。
Yes, they have two choices, really.
Learn to use computers.
Right. Learn to use computers or find another job.
他们提出两种选择的时候，用了省略了主语和谓语的句子，并且使用的动词不定式也省去了 to。如果用完整句型，该是这样的。
One choice is to learn to use computers. The other choice is to find another job.
Tate 女士认为两种选择对工人来说都相当困难。我们来听听 Green 先生有什么看法。
Either choice is difficult.
The employees are skilled at their work. They understand the process of making clothing.
尽管 Green 先生同意 Tate 女士的看法，但是他也指出这些工人的长处，他们工作熟练，而且了解制衣的工艺过程。他俩因而得出什么结论来了呢？我们再往下听。
They just need to learn computer skills.
Right. They need to be skilled with computers.
他们从而产生了这个看法，工人只要学会电脑就行了。刚才听到的两句话里有两个词。Skill 和 skilled 似乎有亲缘关系。Skilled 是形容词，例如在这句话里
The employees are skilled at their work.
但是 skill 是名词，例如
They just need to learn computer skills.
Green 先生还说了一句话，里面有形容词 skilled.
Right, they need to be skilled with computers.
接下来要请大家再听一遍这整段谈话，请边听边试着回答这个问题。
What are the workers' choices?
I see some major changes in store for the Style Plus factory workers.
Yes, they have two choices, really.
Learn to use computers.
Right. Learn to use computers or find another job.
Either choice is difficult.
The employees are skilled at their work. They understand the process of making clothing.
They just need to learn computer skills.
Right. They need to be skilled with computers.
现在请大家根据刚才听到的内容回答下面的问题。答完以后再对照一下我们说的答案。
What are the workers' choices?
Learn to use computers or find another job.
接下来 ,Anderson 女士再次跟 Green 先生商谈。Anderson 女士实在不愿意解雇她的职工，因为他们都相当忠于职守，而且兢兢业业。但是她也不得不面对现实，重新训练这些人谈何容易。这一来他可真是必须权衡一下利弊了。要是重新训练老职工的话，他就会损失时间，而招收新职工的话，他却牺牲了老职工的忠心耿耿。而这些宝贵品质只能通过长年累月的工作积累起来，在新雇员中间却无法得到。这似乎难以两全，所以必须做出权衡。对不能兼顾的事情做权衡，用英文表达就是 trade-off。Trade-off. Trade, 拼法是 T-R-A-D-E. Off, 拼法是 O-F-F. 形容词忠心的是 loyal, L-O-Y-A-L, loyal. 名词忠心是 loyalty, L-O-Y-A-L,T-Y, loyalty. 好，我们赶快去参加 Anderson 女士和 Green 先生的讨论吧。请边听边想这个问题。Anderson 女士面临什么选择？
As I asked you before, what do I do with my workers?
You could retrain them, or you could hire new workers.
I don't want to lay off people.Some of our employees have been with us for 20 years.
That loyalty is hard to replace.
But it may be difficult to retrain these workers.
True. It may be easier to hire new ones.
There's a real trade-off here.
If you hire new workers, you lose time rebuilding loyalty.
If I retrain my old workers, I lose time while they're in training.
The bottom line is you're going to lose time.
And time is money.
Anderson 女士非常关心职工的利益，所以她一开口就再次把话题引向职工。我们再听一次，她是怎么提出这个首要问题的。
As I asked you before, what do I do with my workers?
As I asked you before, 用在会话中有承上启下的作用。类似的说法还有 As I said before,或者 as you said before. 我们再听几个例子。
As I asked you before, what is your marketing niche?
As you said before, I can retrain my workers or replace them.
As you asked before, what do you do with your workers?
As I said before, I don't want to lay off people.
我们再回来听他俩的讨论，听听 Green 先生怎么提醒 Anderson 女士她的两种选择，以及 Anderson 女士的反应。
You could retrain them, or you could hire new workers.
I don't want to lay off people. Some of our employees have been with us for 20 years.
Anderson 女士表示不想解雇职工，她用了 lay off 表示解雇。Lay off 有这样的含义，某雇员具备有用的技能，但是他所在的公司却不再需要这种技能了。大家记得吗？我们以前遇见的 Hyde 先生也曾经被 laid off, downsized. Laid off 和 downsized 都指被公司机构裁员了。 这两个说法和 fire 一样，都有解雇的意思，但是却比 fire 婉转得多。如今表达类似意思的说法不少，我们来听几个例子。下面几句话都表示有机会的话，公司还是欢迎着被裁的雇员再回来的。
I was laid off.
I was downsized.
My position was terminated.
下面的例子有雇员表现不佳的含义。
I was fired.
I was let go.
I was asked to resign.
我们来练习区别应用 lay off 或者 fire。请你根据听到的情况做出判断，该用哪个说法，然后再对照一下我们提出的说法。
The factory closed. The employees were out of work.
They were laid off.
The man didn't do his job well.
He was fired.
我们继续听他俩的谈话，听听 Green 先生和 Anderson 女士各自提出了什么难处来了。
I don't want to lay off people. Some of our employees have been with us for 20 years.
That loyalty is hard to replace.
But it may be difficult to retrain these workers.
Green 先生指出，那种忠于职守的精神是难以取代的。换句话说，要在新雇员当中培养这种精神可不是一朝一夕的事儿。而 Anderson 女士认为，另一方面，重新训练老雇员也很困难。我们听听 Green 先生对这一点的看法是什么。
But it may be difficult to retrain these workers.
True. It may be easier to hire new ones.
Green 先生同意训练老雇员确实困难，而且说雇用新人可能还容易一些。他俩这两句话的句型是 it 加 maybe 加形容词加 to 加动词，这在口语里很常用。这两句话其实相当于 Perhaps it is difficult to retrain these workers. Perhaps it is easier to hire new ones. 我再听听，这让 Anderson 女士意识到什么问题了。
There's a real trade-off here.
If you hire new workers, you lose time rebuilding loyalty.
If I retrain my old workers, I lose time while they're in training.
她认识到难以两面兼顾，有得必有失，而有失自有得。他说 There's a real trade-off, 意思是确实会有得有失。大家注意到了吗？刚才他俩都用了条件从句加主句的句型来表示因果关系。我们接着听，他们归根究底找到什么主要问题了。
You lose time rebuilding loyalty.
I lose time retraining old workers.
Green 先生指出，他得花费时间才能在新雇员中再次树立忠于职守的精神。而 Anderson 女士却说，重新训练老雇员损失的也是时间。这儿又有个词加上了前缀 re, rebuild, R-E-B-U-I-L-D, rebuild. Build 是建立，所以 rebuild 就是重新树立。好，我们再听听他们觉得归根到底问题究竟是什么。
The bottom line is,You're going to lose time.
And time is money.
这里有习惯用于 bottom line, 意思是归根到底的主要问题。Time is money, 时间就是金钱。这句话是商界的常用语，所以他俩意识到损失时间等于损失金钱。好，让我们再听一次这整段对话，边听边想怎样回答这个问题。
What are Miss Anderson's choices?
As I asked you before, what do I do with my workers?
You could retrain them, or you could hire new workers.
I don't want to lay off people. Some of our employees have been with us for 20 years.
That loyalty is hard to replace.
But it may be difficult to retrain these workers.
True. It may be easier to hire new ones.
There's a real trade-off here.
If you hire new workers...You lose time rebuilding loyalty.
If I retrain my old workers, I lose time while they're in training.
The bottom line is, you're going to lose time.
And time is money.
现在请你根据刚才听到的内容回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What are Miss Anderson's choices?
Retrain the workers or hire new workers.
看来归根到底，问题在于究竟是重新训练还是替换职工。而要做出决定，就得考虑三个基本因素，那就是费用、时间和忠于职守的精神。因素这个词的英文是 factor， 拼法是 F-A-C-T-O-R， factor。好，我们来听听他俩怎么考虑分析这三个因素。请边听边想这个问题。Anderson 女士得考虑哪三大因素？
There are three factors to consider: cost, time, and loyalty.
Cost? You mean how much it will cost to retrain the workers?
And how much it will cost to train the new ones.
Both will take time.
Number two, time. Time spent in training is time lost in production.
And lost time means lost revenues.
The third factor is loyalty. We talked about worker loyalty already.
And our loyalty to them. Our factory is like a family.
So your choice boils down to these factors: cost, time, and loyalty.
Green 先生立刻把讨论引向中心问题。他说 ,There are three factors to consider. 发言的人常用这样的说法来引导听者。这里也可以用 things 来代替 factors.用 discuss 来代替 consider， 意思不变。
There are three factors to consider: cost, time, and loyalty.
There are three factors to discuss: cost, time, and loyalty.
There are three things to consider: cost, time, and loyalty.
There are three things to discuss: cost, time, and loyalty.
Anderson 女士要逐一考虑问题，我们听听她首先考虑什么。
Cost. You mean how much will it cost to retrain the workers?
And how much it will cost to train the new ones?
Both will take time.
她首先考虑的是费用，不仅是重新训练老职工所需要的费用，还涉及训练新雇员的费用，两者都需要时间。这就引出了第二因素，时间。我们接着听，他们对时间有什么看法？但是我们先得学个生词 ,revenue, R-E-V-E-N-U-E, revenue, 它在这儿的意思是收入。
Number two, time. Time spent in training is time lost in production.
And lost time means lost revenues.
Green 先生指出，在训练职工上花费的时间，等于在生产方面损失了时间。Anderson 女士进一步指出，失去时间等于失去收入。好，我们接着听第三因素的含义是什么。
The third factor is loyalty. We talked about worker loyalty already.
And our loyalty to them. Our factory is like a family.
第三因素当然是忠于职守的精神了。他俩今天进一步探讨了工作场所的 loyalty 究竟是什么意思。当然，一方面它包括上次已经谈过的雇员的忠于职守，然而另一方面也意味着领导层对下属的忠诚。这一来，工作场所就像个大家庭。我们学了名词 loyalty 和形容词 loyal， 我们再听一次这几个例子。
The worker is loyal to the company.
Worker loyalty is difficult to get.
The employees are loyal to the management.
Employee loyalty is hard to replace.
好，我们再回到他俩的谈话中来，听听他们最后的总结是什么。
So your choice boils down to these factors: cost, time, and loyalty.
经过全面衡量 ，Green 先生还是归结出这三个根本性的考虑因素，那就是费用、时间和忠于职守。在他的话里有个习惯用语 ，boil down to， 意思是。归结为，让我们再听一次这整段谈话，请边听边考虑回答这个问题。
What are three factors Ms. Anderson should consider?
There are three factors to consider: cost, time, and loyalty.
cost? You mean how much it will cost to retrain the workers?
And how much it will cost to train the new ones.
Both will take time.
Number two, time. Time spent in training is time lost in production.
And lost time means lost revenues.
The third factor is loyalty. We talked about worker loyalty already.
And our loyalty to them. Our factory is like a family.
So your choice boils down to these factors: cost, time, and loyalty.
现在请大家根据听到的内容回答下面的问题，答完以后再对照一下我们提供的答案。
What are three factors Ms. Anderson should consider?
Cost, time, and loyalty.
最后请大家从头至尾再听一遍他们今天的全部讨论。这次你一定能完全听懂了。我们先会听到 Green 先生在向 Tate 女士简述他即将和 Anderson 女士的会谈。
I see some major changes in store for the Style Plus factory workers.
Yes, they have two choices, really.
Learn to use computers.
Right. Learn to use computers or find another job.
Either choice is difficult.
The employees are skilled at their work. They understand the process of making clothing.
They just need to learn computer skills.
Right. They need to be skilled with computers.
这就是 Green 先生和 Anderson 女士的谈话。
As I asked you before, what do I do with my workers?
You could retrain them, or you could hire new workers.
I don't want to lay off people. Some of our employees have been with us for 20 years.
That loyalty is hard to replace.
But it may be difficult to retrain these workers.
True. It may be easier to hire new ones.
There's a real trade-off here.
If you hire new workers, you lose time rebuilding loyalty.
If I retrain my old workers, I lose time while they're in training.
The bottom line is you're going to lose time.
And time is money.
There are three factors to consider: cost, time, and loyalty.
Cost? You mean how much it will cost to retrain the workers?
And how much it will cost to train the new ones.
Both will take time.
Number two, time. Time spent in training is time lost in production.
And lost time means lost revenues.
The third factor is loyalty. We talked about worker loyalty already.
And our loyalty to them. Our factory is like a family.
So your choice boils down to these factors: cost, time, and loyalty.
Time for small talk.
聊天时间。今天要聊的话题是怎样表示感激。
I really appreciated your meeting with me.
It was my pleasure. I look forward to our next meeting.
可以用 I appreciate 或者过去时态 I appreciated 来表示感激对方为你做了什么。Appreciate这个词的拼法是 appreciate。 注意 I appreciate 后面接所有格代词和表示所做事情的动名词。我们听几个例子。
I appreciated your coming. I appreciated your listening.
如果要强调你的感激之情，就可以加上 really.
I really appreciated your seeing me.
听到对方向你表示感激，你可以说 It was my pleasure. 我们来听听这位咨询顾问怎么回应顾客表示感激的话。
It was my pleasure. I look forward to our next meeting.
你还可以那样说
The pleasure was mine. The pleasure was all mine.
咨询顾问在告别以前还对顾客说非常盼望下次的会面。
I look forward to our next meeting.
Miss Wei, how do you think the meeting went?
Fantastic.
Let's schedule another one.
Great.
Dr. Lucky 和我邀请您再来参加下次会谈。到时候 Tate 咨询公司的顾问要帮助一位工厂主管决定怎么样重新训练职工。 我是伟伟节目的主持人。这次节目由 Lucky 博士编写，伟伟改编，严华编辑，博明导播。谢谢收听，各位下次再见。